cliffcentral.com.
All right, this is Leadership Transformation Platform from 12 to 3. The first hour, 12 to 1, if you don't know yet, is the Leadership Masterclass. We had the CLC CEO in the studio. Fascinating conversation about turning around your business and much more. And then, of course, the first half hour, 1 to 1.30, we chatted about self-worth, self-confidence, self-knowledge, very important in an SME owner's life and in all of our lives, in fact. But now, pitching business, part of the trademark of the show is we've got a live audience where we can. We mostly get that right. Not a big audience, and they can engage the panel, which is always a quality panel. But before they do that, the rule is they have to pitch their business. They have to pitch their business. And the challenge with that is a lot of them don't know how to pitch their business. And that's what why we decided. When Claire was in the studio a few weeks ago, Richard, she said, I'll come, yeah, I'll teach them how to pitch their business. In fact, she offers afterwards, yeah, she's more than happy to give you a bit of coaching around how to pitch your business, and then you can come back and pitch it again.
There you go, guys. Freebie.
Yeah. if you're an SME owner, you grab any freebie in life. I mean, that's a fact. All right, so Claire, welcome. Good to have you
thank
back.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. So thank you for having us again.
There we go.
How's that?
That's perfect.
Great.
All right. Just one or two basic questions from my side before you give us a lesson in pitching and kind of the essence that, and the principles that you must remember when you pitch your business next to someone in an aeroplane or for whatever reason on a show like this. Why would it be important to know how to pitch your business? I know it's a basic question, but I don't know that many owners I've had my own SME for years. I've never really sat down and said, how do I pitch my business? You just passionately tell people what your business is about, you know? So why would it be important?
It is important from our side because people need a structure or framework. So in the podcast that we've heard before, when we were on your show the last time, we did hear that there was very little structure in the way that they pitched their presentation. First impressions are pitching your business. You have one shot and one shot to get it right. And there are opportunities everywhere, Adrian, just speaking to the people in the audience. There is so much cross-pollination and opportunity for business to assist each other. But unless you know what somebody is offering or what they have to sell, what product or service, how do we take it any further?
And there's a key element. I mean, we talk about and we use that like proverbial your 30-second elevator pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality in life is sometimes you don't even get 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
You may have a 20-minute a 20-second gap as somebody is somewhere with you in a queue somewhere, and the opportunity is just right for you to be able to say, oh, by the way, this is what I do, and can I come and see you, or would you be interested in having a conversation? And if you, I mean, I'm always reminded of those ads. I couldn't even remember whose they are. Where they? I think it's Career Junction. That's
yes,
who it is.
Yes.
Where the guy's lying in the hospital bed, and he's like really interested in the girl, and she says, "Oh, and what do you do?" And he goes, and I'm going, "Yeah, this sounds like a really, you know." And that's the reality.
When it is reality.
He has the ideal opportunity. And you fluff it.
Absolutely.
Because you can't you can't string 10 words together because you haven't thought this through. You haven't got, I mean, I always say the way to check if you've got this elevator pitch right,
mm-hmm.
you set your alarm for some ridiculous hour of the day or night, night. And at 2 a.m., the alarm goes off and you've got to sit up in bed.
Okay, that's one way.
All the SME, we're going to send out a request for you to record your pitch at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning and email it back to us.
We're going to climb through their windows, right, at 2 and go, okay, what's your pitch? And see what they say.
So it's also very different if I was pitching it in real life to someone who can see my body language and maybe I don't make sense right now, but they like my looks, so then they listen a bit longer, or
absolutely.
Maybe I dress well. But when it's on radio, when you just have your voice, for example, then the content matters hugely, or on television. Or
enormously.
So we've got to remember that as we pitch our businesses, that there are times when you have more going for you and times you have less going for you.
Absolutely.
I've just realized why CLC is interested in those Miss South African finalists that they employ. You see, if you've got the looks,
pitch anything.
your pitch works.
But the CLC lady was all over radio. CLC, see for yourself. Do you remember? That was, everybody thought she was in, I mean, I don't know what she looks like, but the perception of her is amazing.
Well I tell you, that voice.
Exactly. It's exactly what you were saying, Adrian.
All right, Claire.
Yes.
Teach us. What are the underpinning principles of a great pitch.
So let's go straight into it. I am going to engage with the audience and talk for about 12 minutes. I want to lay the foundation. So it's going to be a bit like speed dating and speed training. We have prepared manuals for everybody. We've looked at their businesses. We've got some people that that followed our advert on Facebook. There are about 80 people out there that we've sent the manual to. So hello to them, and good luck with the speed pitching.
Thanks for the effort. Go
pleasure, absolutely. It just shows you the need of what you're talking about and how this show really does transform everything. So guys, we're going to go straight into it. We're going to try and cover the following six modules. I want you to turn to page one. Nice and quickly, page one. Okay, let's go. So the first thing we're going to look at in a speed dating or speed training type forum is what is selling and what is your first impression. Module two, why do people buy? Module three, know your product or service. Module four, always start with why. I'm going to explain these all as we go. Module five, calling for action. You need to learn how to close. You're an SME. You need to know how to ask for the business. If you can't get a partner that can, if you can't, go work for somebody. That is the one that brings the money in. And number six, practical exercise. We're turning over to page two. Ground rules and basic foundations of sales that need to be in place before you pitch your business. Selling is an exciting business. Business is an exciting business. It's an exciting journey. It has its ups, its downs, its triumphs, and its fails. So there are a couple of foundations that we need to have in place. First, your mind. Program your mind for success. I want you to ask yourself a question. Do you wake up, eat, breathe, sleep your business? You were speaking, Colleen, about the heart. Is your heart in it? It is important to learn how to live success, to want success so badly that it is everything that you think about. You need to be consumed to be successful.
Almost dangerously so, but
completely but on the edge. Yeah. I agree with you, Arjun. Completely on the edge.
Sounds very risky for an accountant.
Okay. Yes.
Understanding why people buy. We sell with benefits. We sell with the why. There's a wonderful book out there. Go find it. Download it. It's on TED Talks. Called Simon Sinek. Start with why.
Brilliant. Three circles.
Have you seen it? Absolutely.
And one of the 50 million.
Absolutely. He says, talk to me. Tell me why you're buying. If you do not know why, people will buy your product. You're never going to exchange that idea with them. And we need to know why we should purchase your product or service. And then know your product. Everybody thinks features, features, features. I can sell you a bottle of water. I can tell you it's plastic. It has a cap. I can tell you that it contains water. I can tell you where it comes from. But nobody talks about what it can do for me. We don't buy in features. We buy in benefits and emotions. So start with why and then close, close, close. The ABC of selling in SME businesses is ask for the sale. Ask for the money. We are people. We were speaking out there when the young lady was talking. You've got to remember the people you're pitching to are people just like you. There's no such thing as oversell. The problem is that there's oversell. Everybody gets excited and then you back off and people are deflated because they don't know what the next steps are to be part of what you're doing. We're jumping to page four. How are we doing out there, guys? Fine. Good. Jumping to page five. Let's start with the first step of an effective presentation. There are four steps. First one, who I am, the name of my business and what we do. So let's talk about the power of a great first impression. When I stand up and I start pitching my business, the person on the other end of the line is asking himself subconsciously the following questions. Do I like you? How are you making me feel? Do I respect you? And do I even care about what you're saying? And this happens in the blink of an eye. So remember, you only get one shot at first impressions. Stand up, breathe, pace yourself. And this is how we start. We start with who you are, where you are from. State your business name clearly. I want to hear your business name so I remember it later when you've left the room.
And that's sorry to interrupt there.
No, please.
You see, some of these SMEs, they pitch their business and the name is said so quickly that you actually don't hear what it is.
Absolutely.
It's almost a waste of time.
Absolutely.
So say it slowly with confidence. Okay, good point.
And that's exactly where Colleen comes in, because that sense of purpose that you were talking about earlier, the more you, and you spoke about it, that when you work with your heart and you have a sense of purpose and you put all your effort into this pitch, then you've got to take it nice and confidently. And you've got to make them believe that you have the best product or service available to them in that particular moment that you're presenting to them. And then the third step is what you do. And we always say to people, use your tagline here. Work on some tagline. Make sure your opening and your first message is as clear as possible. And now we're on to page 6. Why people buy. People buy for all sorts of reasons. You need to discover and identify why they would buy your product. Now we're looking at your product or service. There are many reasons why people buy. Some of them might surprise you. We think people buy a bottle of water because they need it. We don't need a bottle of water. We go to the tap and we can fill up a glass of water. We buy a bottle of water for all sorts of other things. As I say that, you're opening a bottle of water. That's £5.99 for that bottle of water. Why do people buy? So think about that, SMEs. Why do people want to buy you? Why would the funders, there are hundreds of people looking for funding out there. Why would they choose you? What differentiates you? So is it about convenience? Is it about, because it's more emotional than that. They help, your product helps them. I'm just thinking about the charity again. Your product helps them feel like they're contributing to society, like they're making a difference. You're giving them a vehicle to go home and be proud of themselves, to brag to their children about and speak to their friends and family about. You're giving them a sense of status and a sense of purpose. What about convenience, pleasure, protection? Because it helps them make money. It helps them save money. You've really got to look at why. Why? What does this product or service do for your clientele? Can we go on? Are you following? Fantastic. Okay. So now we're going to learn to speak your clients, your customers' language. So we've done your introduction and we're busy unpacking your product. So now you need to ask yourselves the following questions. Who is your target market? This might vary, Adrian, as you go to different clients. You might want to develop different pitches for different audiences. Mm. Speaking to the exco of a bank versus speaking to a young and hip dynamic somebody that can help you with your business. Your pitch content would be the same, but you would have done the work beforehand so that you're speaking.
You must do a bit of research.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then what is their age group, which falls into context, and where do they live, and what words would best help you describe and identify your audience. We talk in certain ways. What would get your best message across to the 35-year-old sitting in front of you as opposed to the 55-year-old? And then the most exciting step for me in any pitch, what problems, now that you've understood your clientele, you've got to ask yourself, what problems do your clientele face where your product or service could be a solution for that? Does that make sense? Mm. So now we're going to start to play in a bit of the emotional world. We're going to start to play in the marketing world and the salesy world. Have a look at your clientele. Identify who they are. And have a look at what problems that your product or service could solve for them. And we're going to start by listing some of their problems. And I'm going to show you just now how we're going to turn that into a pitch. Because people are the most interesting species, as we know, in the whole wide world. And if I'm just listening to you rattle a pitch, I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to ask myself, do I like you? How do I feel about it? But if you pose a problem to me, you've got me thinking. So now you're saying, what if this happened? Have you ever found yourself in that situation? Think about a year ago or a month ago when you were traveling. Did this ever happen to you? If we can engage the client's mind, we call it the theater of the mind, perfect for radio. Mm. If we can engage the client's mind, their emotional mind, we think in senses, touch, hearing, smelling. We can actually, when I say the word strawberry, we can see the word strawberry. We can see a strawberry. Mm. If I ask you to taste a strawberry, you can actually taste a strawberry. So trying to make it emotional. We're trying to get them involved in the product. So what is the problem that your service or product can solve? Now we're going to look at your product or service, because now you need to understand what benefits of your product or service can solve the problem that you're going to set up in your pitch. So now we look at building what we call a FAB statement, a features, advantages, and benefits statement. The biggest issue that we hear when we hear pitches is that people are shooting right off the top of the bat features. Like I said, with a bottle of water, it has a cap. It's blue. It contains 500 milliliters of water liquid. It comes from these heels. There is nothing in terms of why I would buy it. There is no emotional tangent to why I would buy the water. And just to give an example, from a feature, which is a plastic bottle with a lid that contains water, to a benefit, health, wellness, weight loss. And we can even take it further. We'll show you how to take it further. But now we're selling the product or service. We're not selling what it is. We're selling what it does for the client in his world that we've already identified before we put a pitch together. Mm. My dad used to tell me, and as you know, he was the one that mentored me into what I do. And he used to say, Claire, we have to get them to tune into WIIFM. And I said, Dad, I don't know that radio station. And he said, what's in it for me, my babe? You've got to talk about what's in it for your clients. So we're going to identify features, advantages. Yes, absolutely. Then once we've done that, we're going to take the problem and we're going to find a benefit that helps us identify or overcome the problem that we're going to set up. And we're going to give you an example as we go a little bit later.
Okay.
Everybody happy with that? Are we on the same page?
The booklets must help, yeah?
The booklets do help. There's a lot of content in the booklet, Speed Training 101. Now, we've got our introduction. Now we're going to start with why. So in our why, the problem, we're going to paint the problem. As I said earlier, there are certain words that start to make us think in terms of stories. On radio, you would know that more than anybody. I heard you say it earlier. In reality, I love that. Even Lauren, who's here with me today, in reality, he's got it. He knows. In whose reality? But the fact that you've said, in reality, this is what I believe, makes it so much more profound and so much more realistic in terms of what you added after that there. Mm. So when you pitch, you're going to do your introduction. You're then going to offer this problem, and we're going to start with words like, have you ever wondered when you do this and this and that? Or what if you found yourself in this situation? What would you do? Let's say you came or you needed, and I'm just going to think of some of the guys in the audience. What if you were you were looking to travel abroad, and when you went, when you travel, you know that you don't feel, sometimes you walk into a hotel and you don't feel like it's home. Mm. You feel there's a longing. There's that bed and that environment doesn't give
you
the sense.
You have to ask if there's Wi-Fi. And,
absolutely. You know, I'm not taken care of. And so I start regretting traveling a lot. So for the lady, for Rose in the guest house, and you'll see we worked on her pitch earlier, we started by saying, have you ever had that feeling when you travel a lot and you go into a hotel and you just long for your bed and you long for your pillow? Because people that travel understand these words. And then we're going to offer her product as the solution.
And you're talking to the target market because they understand the issue.
Of course. Mm. There's a lovely lady out there who does beautiful ethnic, culturally inspired designs. Her pitch was lovely, but she lost her essence, which is in her design, which is about heart. So that when women dress, I put myself in that situation, when we dress to feel powerful, we dress to stand out. But if I'm saying I have a lovely brand of clothing, it's handmade, it's really, really good value for money, and it's they have really beautiful colors, that doesn't talk to me as a woman.
Mm-mm.
The woman must hear that when I put on this garment that's been handmade for her, I feel powerful. I feel like I stand out. I really feel like people are noticing me, that they're seeing me for my true worth and my true value. So we're looking at things like that, and we're doing so well. We're almost done. And then calling for action is the step five. So calling for action is the single biggest lesson in life that you're ever going to learn, is if you don't ask, you don't get. And if you do a pitch, even when it's a great pitch, if you don't make it as easy as possible for people to find you, to meet with you, to contact you, it's a waste of time. So the calling for the action part is saying to the customer, you heard who I am. You heard how I solve your product, your problems. Now it's time for you to connect with me, and I'm available here and here. And if you can't find me here, I'm available there, and you need to have a presence. And guys, we did great. There's still lots of meat. A couple of them are looking at me with big eyes.
Star, quiet client.
So now,
yes,
you wanted to give us a practical example.
Yes, of course.
We want you to pitch your business.
Yes, of course. And it's here.
Okay,
of course I would prepare that.
We're going to rate Claire's pitch.
Okay.
And then, Claire, you must say what you want us to do next. Do we want to go to one or two examples, or are we just going to ask them to engage us? I think we might have to just do it again. But
absolutely.
I see someone's already rising, so we'll go there in a moment. Okay, go for it, Claire.
So I must go. My pitch. Okay, great. Good morning, everyone. My name is Claire O'Keefe, and I'm the founder and director of the Gajima Sales Training Institute, the go-to training company for all things sales and sales-related. Do you remember when you started your own business and you told everyone you were going to become rich and successful? Do you remember hoping that you would have hundreds of customers and make lots and lots of money? And do you remember when that didn't happen? If you, like most business startups and SMEs, have learned that business is far more complicated than having a great idea and a good product or service, you should be talking to me or my team. We can teach you the skills you need to know to help you make your dreams come true. So don't wait. Call us today to book a free 30-minute consultation on 010-020-1341. That's 010-020-1341, or visit our website on www.gajimasa.co.za, or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We really are looking forward to helping you and your business.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Okay. Ta-da.
Colleen, what do you think?
Now the assessments.
We're running out of time, so we're going to go to the audience. But Colleen, rate that pitch quickly.
She's got the heart, and she's speaking to their need, and she's...
I like you so much.
Yeah, she's authentic.
Six out of ten, eh?
Can I just ask a very practical question? And I think everybody in the audience should listen to this question, because I think it comes across every time I sit here and I listen to people pitch. Mm. People say, you can find us on, and then they rack off these numbers. I mean, you also did it.
I did it twice, but I did repeat it.
Yeah. But I always think to myself, the reality is, in the world of today, we are connected with the internet.
Of course.
It is far easier if you've got a relevant website with the right kind of... let's call it naming convention. It's easier to say, go to our website at www.gajima.co.za, and people will find it, or they'll Google you to find it, and the chances are they will get, even if they spell it wrong,
of course,
they will find
it.
You. I hear these numbers fly by. Or unless you've got a call me on 0860-GAJIMA kind of scenario.
Clever. Very clever.
Yeah, so for people out there to think about that one and how it sounds.
Okay, audience, who's pitching and who's asking us the question? Go for it.
Good afternoon. My name is Njanja Tafeni, and my company is Yevani Naturals. We manufacture skincare, luxurious skincare, using South African indigenous oils and herbs. We chose South African indigenous herbs, impepho and umhlonyane. These are oils and herbs that I grew up using with my grandmother to heal minor ailments. And
No problem.
Breathe.
Okay. Compose.
Yes. We use impepho, we use umhlonyane. These are oils and herbs that I grew up using, and I take people down memory lane to make these natural and luxurious cosmetics. We are a solution to a trend shift for people that are using now, that are moving from natural to conventional, and the range include cosmetics. It includes pure essential oils. It also includes anything that could be used in a hotel, that could be used in a health spa. You can find us at 27 Boxes. In Newtown, we have a standalone store there. You can also find us in our shop in Melville, and you can find us at the Box Shop. We also have a website. Thank you.
One of the Box Shop people. Yes. All right, very quickly, Claire, out of 10, some tips, advice there for that pitch.
Again, we'll work. I've looked at her product. She's got a beautiful product range. She's in a lot of places. Again, the essence of the heart that is her product. What can it do for me? I'm a woman who buys cosmetics, and I buy products all the time, and I spend a lot of money on those things. So why would I buy her product? I'm still missing that. She's a wonderful woman, but would I go to Newtown, 27 Boxes, or the Box Shop in Vilakazi? Would I go buy her product? She hasn't got me yet.
Okay. So in other words, that point that says, have you ever found yourself in that place where
Absolutely.
You didn't feel... blah, 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 blah. Well, we can help you feel, you know.
Natural ailments. I mean, you could, there's a whole plethora of things
you
could go to.
Have you ever had this problem?
Absolutely.
Ailment?
Children with you know, we'll say other products, but we're not going to do that right now.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right, do you have a quick question for the panel, and then we have to start wrapping up.
Could Rose present her pitch again on the one that we worked with? Do we have time for that?
Yes, let's do that quickly. Okay, just a quick question. Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was gutsy. It's not easy to do it knowing you're live. Let's have another pitch earlier. Is it Rose, eh?
Yes, Rose.
Rose pitched earlier and do it again.
Okay. My name is Rose Kabemba and I own and run a very special and unique Somona guest house located in a quiet and secure suburb in Parkmore in Sandton. Have you ever traveled to a new city and a new town for business or for pleasure and felt a little lost, like you were far away from home and wished that it didn't have to be that way? The truth is, if you come to Somona, it doesn't. Somona Guest House offers our valuable customers affordable and beautiful accommodation that gives you that home away from home feeling in a warm and welcoming environment. Somona Guest House is a three-star graded guest house ideal for local and international guests located in a secure area in Parkmore Sandton. We offer 7 ensuite bedrooms. Our affordable rates include Wi-Fi, parking, and home-cooked breakfast. The staff is friendly and very helpful, always available to assist in making your stay comfortable and memorable. For bookings and reservation, call us today on 011-784-7149.
All right, Richard, I felt, and Colleen, there was an improvement there. It definitely went more personal. Our time is up, but final comments on that, and then I look forward to next week. We'll engage the SMEs out there. I know today...
I'll work with them in the meantime.
Yeah, and the lesson was brilliant, yes. And I think this is a key point that we need to take up to another level. Colleen, very quickly, what do you think? There was a difference in the pitch.
There was a difference. The adjectives she was using were personal to her. She tapped into herself. It was beautiful.
A little bit more work.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think the reality is, and I mean, we were talking there about the, and we've been talking today about the self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole thing about pitching is also knowing what you're pitching and why you're pitching and connecting that in your inner self so that you've got that self-confidence to stand up there and just make it fly. Rose, I think you did a great job. Thank you. Well done, Rose.
Much better.
And it's a journey, Adrian. Mm. We need to work with these guys. They have great products and services. This is what your show does so well. And there are lots and lots and lots more of them.
Thank you so much. Claire O'Keefe from Kajima. And your pitch was pretty good, I must say. 9 out of 10.
Thank you.
Just get the 0860 Kajima sorted.
Yes, sir.
Again, and also, Claire O'Keefe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Colleen.
Oh, sorry, Colleen. Colleen, we appreciate your coming out, representing USB Ed. Next up is Transformation Platform. Let me tell you something. The world is transforming dramatically. Okay, we're talking to a real expert, a guy who often talks to audiences and leaders who are trying to understand where the heck is this world going. I think if you try and launch your SME without understanding these kind of conversations we're going to have for the next half hour, you're in trouble. I think if we're trying to raise children for the future in our education system and we don't have these sort of conversations, we're in trouble. So a very important conversation next up for a half hour. It will be with Daniel Silk, all the way from Cape Town. So we got him on Skype, and Hope Technology plays with us. We're going to talk about how the world is transforming. Stay with us. CliffCentral.com.